I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Mark that down. John 10:10. We know John 3:16, right? For God so loved the world that he gave his only son that all who believe may not perish but have eternal life. It's one that many of us memorize. And we do so because John 3:16 captures the essence of the gospel, that God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that all who believe would not perish but have eternal life. What I would say is that John 10:10 captures another aspect of the gospel that is just as worthy as being entrenched in your brain. That I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. This is Jesus' vision for what it means to be in relationship with him. That we might have an abundant life. Well, what does that mean? Abundant life. Well, for some of us, we immediately conjure ideas of bags of money and lots of possessions and abundance of things. And, you know, that's kind of a uniquely American mindset, right? Is success in life is money and possessions, and we want more. And when our life is fixated on having stuff and having money, guess what? There's never quite enough. We always want more. When Jesus says, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly, it's not about worldly possessions. God's vision for our life is that we have enough, certainly, but an abundant life that Jesus envisions for us is an abundance of God's presence here and now. That part of what it means to have Jesus be our Lord and Savior is that he's guiding our pathways through the valleys of the shadow of death, through the places that bring us to green pastures and still waters. An abundant life is a journey with Jesus, guiding us, leading us, getting us to the place where God envisioned us to go. In order to live an abundant life and a life filled with blessing, a life filled with joy, have you ever considered the fact that the things that make life most joyful can't be bought? The love of a spouse, smile of a son or a daughter, a sunset or sunrise. There are so many things that give us joy and peace and contentment that are just gifts from God. An abundant life filled with blessings, filled with God's presence. We are invited to live our life in abundance. Not worried, will we have enough? Not consumed with anxiety about money or health, but filled with gratitude and joy and contentment. That's the invitation. In order to live a life of abundance, we have to become like sheep. That's our scriptures for the day. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me beside still waters, leads me to green pastures. I've always loved Psalm 23 and that image of being led. Sheep on their own make poor decisions. They wander off, they get lost. Maybe instead of stopping in green pastures and still waters, they stop in dry places and deserts. The good shepherd leads them where they can find life and find it in abundance. The sheep just have to learn to listen. Learn to listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd. Not to run after the voices of others who maybe tell us lies or try to trick us, but to listen to the voice of the Shepherd who's going to take us to those pastures, to those still waters where we find life. And yes, sometimes life goes through dark valleys. Sometimes we navigate through suffering and difficulty, but the Shepherd is with us then too, still whispering in our ear, saying to us, I'm with you. You are not alone. I love you. Christ, the Good Shepherd, is with us every step of our lives, leading us to green pastures and still waters, the place of nourishment and life, of enrichment. We have to listen to that voice. In John 10, Jesus tries to share this wisdom of an abundant life with the disciples. And he said, I am the gate, and those who enter through the gate will find life. They come in, they go out. Others will try, the thieves and the bandits, to lead you astray. Listen to my voice. Jesus says, I am the gate. And I was thinking about gates and how they're different from walls. If you have a wall, it keeps people out and keeps you in. A gate is just a door in a wall. It allows you to come in and go out. And part of what this abundant life that Jesus invites us into is striking a spiritual balance between in and out. An inner life, loving God with all our heart, mind, and soul, strengthening our relationship with God through prayer and scripture, is incredibly important. We need to work on our interior spiritual lives. We need to be devoted to loving God with all that we have. And yet we also need to go out. Our calling as people of faith is not to stay in a cloistered, safe place. It's to go out, to share the good news, to serve and love our neighbor as God has loved us. And sometimes that means going outside of our comfort zone. Sharing God's love with our neighbor is scary. But how else will the world know God's amazing love and grace unless you're sent out? And yet, under the eye and the watchfulness of our Good Shepherd, who's making sure that we don't run into the wolves. When there's an imbalance between out and in, our spiritual life is not of abundance but poverty. If we spend all of our time inside, just focused on our own relationship with God, we might have a great prayer life, but we're not loving the people that God loves. We're not serving the needs of our community. We're not working for justice and peace in the world, which thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Can't just stay in. And if we're just out focusing on activism and justice work, and we never even bother to think about the why, that's imbalanced too. Jesus says, I am the gate. The gate swings open and the gate swings closed. Sometimes we need that security and protection of knowing that we are safe, that God is with us. But pretty soon the Good Shepherd nudges us and says, you should really call that person you're thinking about. They need to hear from you. You should really get out and serve at that shelter or soup kitchen. The Spirit will nudge us and whisper in our ear. That nudge is the shepherd whispering to you. And the truth is, a life of abundance, a life filled with blessings, is that when we actually serve the needs of our neighbors, when we give ourselves in acts of kindness and service, it's a blessing to us. The world would tell you that as you acquire all the money and all the possessions, then you'll find contentment and joy, and it's not true. Those appetites will never be fulfilled. You'll always want and need more. An abundant life filled with God's blessings, filled with God's presence, is when we balance love of God and love of neighbor. When we're listening to the Good Shepherd nudging us, directing our paths, navigating through hardship and difficulty, and never forgetting that you are a loved child of God. I am the Good Shepherd, Jesus says, and those who listen to my voice will find nourishment and comfort, and they can come in and they can go out with freedom and a sense of security. May we listen to that voice and let it continue to guide us. Amen.